So we are going to start our discussion about these kitzin by first learning what the Gemara says about those that bechlal make kitzin, those that make dates for Mashiach's arrival. So we have this fascinating Gemara. Again, Gemara Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, Tzadik Zayin Omid Beis. It's actually in the same Amud as the Gemara that we learned in our previous shir. Here the Gemara says like this, Tanya, we learned in a Braise, Reb Nosson, Oymer Reb Nosson says, Mikro Zan Noike V'yoyred Ad Tohoim. This following Pasuk is endless. In other words, this idea of Moshiach's waiting for Moshiach, there's no date that you can point. The Pasuk says, Ki oid chazoin lamoyed vipach leketz lo yechazev, that he will not lie, will make a ketz. Im yisam mameya chakeloi, if you see that he's kratzing, still await for him. Ki va yovei lo yacher. He's going to come. I think there's even a song that they made on this Pasuk, that Moshiach is going to come. So Reb Nosson says like this, Loike Rabbeisenu, the taich of this pasuk is not like our Chachamim, Shoyudorshin at Idnan Uplag Eden, which basically means, like Rashi explains, Rashi says that there was the time of Golos Mitzrayim, which is 400 years. So there were those that said that the time of Golos is going to be 3.5 times the Golos of Mitzrayim, which would basically be 1,400 years. Because each Golos is 400 times 3.5, so that's 1,400 years. No, don't even think of that. Another pirush was v'loike Reb Samloi, not like Reb Samloi that he learned the pasuk, and this pasuk is a pasuk in Tilim mechaltem lechem dima v'tashkemu b'dmoi sholish, which he teaches that basically at the end of 1,410 years, that's the way he comes up with the whole cheshbon of the same difference between Golos Mitzbavel, between the different Batei Mikdashos. V'loike Rebbe Kiva, and not like Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Kiva learned the pasuk, and this pasuk is in Chagi, that he says, Choy amar Hashem tzvokos oid achas mativ ani marish es tshmaim v'sorez v'syom v'sacharovo. We know that Rebbe Kiva, at that time, he was promoting the fact that Bar Koichva was Moshiach, which was right after the Churban by Yesheni. He felt, Rebbe Kiva, the Moshiach could come right away. So he says, do not even follow his pshat. We cannot come up with any dates. The first Malchus was 70 years, Malchus Shnia Chamisho Shtayim, 52, and then Malchus Ben Keziva Shtei Shonim Umechza, the Malchus Bar Koichva was 2.5, and he says that you can't have any other dates. So what does it mean? Vayipach lekeitz v'lo yechazev? Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini said in the name of Reb Yochanan, Tipach Atzman Shel Nachash Vei Kitzin. All those which make kitzin, basically they should be destroyed. Their bones should be broken. Their essence should be broken. They should be destroyed. Why should they be destroyed? What's wrong with making a ketz? Shoyu Oimrim, Kivin Shigiyas HaKetz Loiva. Because people are going to say, once the ketz came and Mashiach didn't come, shuv ein eba, then it will not come. There's actually an interesting discussion. Who's the one that's going to lose faith? The one that's making the kitzin? The one that's hearing the kitzin? The one that Other opinions say that the ones that make the kitzin do it for a purpose of Yidden losing faith. But either way, obviously, the idea of making set dates create a certain anticipation. And if Mashiach doesn't come by then, so therefore people lose emunah. And therefore, says the Gemara, don't make any dates. Elachakeloi. Just wait for Mashiach. If you're going to think that we are waiting and the Eibishter is not waiting, you should know that the Eibishter also wants Mashiach to come. So, Frag the Gemara, if we're waiting for Mashiach and he's waiting for Mashiach, who's holding back Mashiach? Mi ma'akev? Zog the Gemara, Midas Adin ma'akeves. Midas Adin is trying to stop Mashiach from coming, and we should wait and receive the schar for waiting for Mashiach. Our avoida is not to create dates, rather to wait for Mashiach. The Rambam brings this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam speaks about different questions and circumstances that are going to come up when Mashiach comes. And he says, don't get into all the nitty-gritty which are not clear, because they don't help us in our avodas Hashem, these things that which are unknown. So then the Rambam finishes off. This is the last perek in the Rambam and the entire Sefer Ayad. V'chein lo yichashiv akitzin. You should not create these dates. Omru chachamim. Our chachamim have told us. Tipach rucham shel mechashvi akitzim. The ones that make the kitzim, they should lose their ruach, which basically means they should be destroyed. Ele yichake v'yamin b'chlal adover k'moy shebiyarnu. You await, believe in Mashiach, that's your avoida. Now, if you go back in history, we find a very similar inyan happened by Yaakov Avinu. We all know that between Vayigash and Vayechi, it's like one parsha, there's no hefsik. And Rashi says, the first Rashi in parsha is Vayechi. Lama parsha zu stuma. Why is this parsha sosum, that there's no break? So he said, one opinion is because once Yaakov Avinu passed away, our hearts and our eyes were closed up from the Shibud Mitzrayim. Yidden lost their geshmak. Or, Dover Acher, another pshat, Shebikosh Legales is a Kates Levonov. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell the Kates to his children, Venista Mimenu, and the Eibishter held it back. And we know that the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayechi, the Yaakov called his children and he says, I want to tell you everything that's going to take place. Ba'achris hayomim. Everything's going to take place till Moshiach comes. And the Eibishter held him back from doing that. So we see clearly that this idea of saying kitzim is not good. The Eibishter himself stopped Yaakov Avinu from saying the kates as well. I want to take a few minutes to share a chidush of the Rebbe on this inyan of Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Esakets. Because seemingly, it would be extremely depressing if Yaakov Avinu would have told his children, you should know, Mashiach is coming in Hei Tov Shim Pei Beis. I mean, what good would have been accomplished by Yaakov Avinu saying that? Isn't it so good that the Eibishter stopped him? Imagine, talking about a couple thousand years back, you should know, guys, you're in this for the real long run. In a couple thousand years, 5782, Hey Tov Shim Pei Beis, Mamish, Shchodesh Cheshvan, that's when Mashiach is going to come. That would be pretty depressing if you're the Bnei Yaakov. So what was Yaakov's Kavana? So the Rebbe explains, and this is Likutei Siches, Chelek Kof, Gevaldike Chiddush, you have it in front of you. I'm going to explain it outside, you can see it inside in the Yiddish, where the Rebbe explains like this. We all know that at that time, Yitzias Mitzrayim was going to be the Geula Asida. If Yidden didn't do any Averis, they would go straight from Yetzias Mitzrayim till the Geula. Yaakov Avinu wanted to explain that to his sons, that they should know that if they're Zoicha, Geula Mitzrayim can be the Geula Asida. Now, even though the Geula would still be in a couple hundred years, Yaakov Avinu made a very, very simple cheshbon. The Eibishter promised that Yidden are going to be in Golos for 400 years. The Poyel, they were only in Golos 210 years. What was the reason? So one of the reasons that's given is that the quality of the Golos was so intense the shibud was so difficult and so hard, it was as if they were in Golas for like double. Sometimes you feel like you're in a place, you look at your watch, only 20 minutes passed, you feel like you were there for an hour. The shibud of Mitzrayim was so strong, mamish so strong, that the difficulties that they suffered in the 210 years was like they were there for 400 years. So in other words, punishments can make the time go quicker. Said Yaakov Avinu, if punishments can make the time go quicker, how much more so schusim can make the time go quicker. If Yidden were zoiche, so the Eibishter will minimize the time. The schusim will eat up the time, just like the shibud, the negativity, ate up the time. So he was hoping that by telling them the kates, they would get the point to be added in their avodah, and that would make even the 210 years become even less. They could go out of Golos right away, straight to the Geula. But the Eibishter stopped him. Why did the Eibishter stop him? Because the Eibishter wants that the avodah should come from us. If we only were inspired to the avodah, only mitzad, the kates, mumayla, so then it's not our avodah that's bringing Mashiach. And the Eibishter wants that the avodah of Bias HaMashiach should come through our avodah. But either way, we see clear that this idea of kitzin is something that Chachamim told us we should not do.